it came out of an actual incident, and it came out of an actual friendship, and this is a book about someone I knew, cared about, and influenced me deeply. The illustrator is someone that I knew, care about deeply, and that's Amina Brenda-Linda Robinson. She drew and carved and spent time artistically in his shop. The day that I brought my story over to Amina, I said, Amina, I just wrote a story about our friend Elijah, and I know this is crazy, but I want to see if I can get a publisher to have you illustrate it, because you've drawn Elijah and his shop and so many times, and I knew we shared him as an influence. And she came into the other room where she'd been painting and brought out a long scroll that was a portrait of Elijah. It was wet, and she literally had been working on it that day. And we traded, we traded story for art. She read the story and, right there and said, yes, of course, I want to do this.
In the book and in the play, the Michael that meets Elijah Pierce is a young boy, a 9-year-old boy. But you were much older the first time you went to his barbershop on Long Street.
I met Elijah when I was about 19 because Howard, the late Howard, and Mimi Chenfeld, longtime Columbus residents, and they took me to meet Elijah. They were just thrilled. He got these wonderful works. And then all through college and after college, I would try to go every other month or so. I'd bring someone new. We'd wander about the shop, and then the shop became a sort of gallery and shop when they annexed the sort of second room. I often think that it was natural to do a picture book because my relationship was as a child with Elijah, not simply because he was so many years older, but because the gobsmacking awe that I had in that space, mm-hmm. not just, wow, it's such great talent. I mean, sure, there was definitely that. It was the mesmerizing density of every surface being covered with his artwork, just as every hour of his life was filled with his faith in God. And to be a young Jewish kid who had some sense of religion and likewise some respect for what it meant to be Christian, the way his faith infused his speech, his art, what he said was just transfixing. And I wanted to capture that in the play and in the book, the theatricality of this tall, thin, soft-spoken, gravelly-voiced man who had essentially memorized the Bible, at least as far as I could tell. He was very inviting of curiosity. And so it at no point occurred to him that what he was sharing might be lost because you were too young, because you were of a different faith, because you were a different race. He simply offered his time and his stories and his artwork in that kind of universal, this is the work of God that I'm doing, and I welcome you to enjoy it.
What is it that you're hoping that people who don't have any familiarity with Elijah Pierce or even with your own work, what would you like people who are leaving the play to take away?
The sort of proud part of me likes to think that if I present something and it's well done and it's not sentimental, meaning it's a complicated situation, it's clear thinking about the mixed feelings that we share. I mean, I would like the theater goers, I guess, to be able to watch this experience and to see many of the issues that are glibly dismissed. Oh, people should be nice, or people should be respectful, or this is what you should expect of people who are old, or this is what our expectations are of kids who are little, and what really is tolerance, and how do we actually respect one another, our diversity, our different interests. I mean, it is a story about a boy who doesn't do what the other kids do. He arrives from California. He has never seen snow before. I make a case for him being, needing art. And though the kids don't at first appreciate that, they ultimately come around to valuing that. So, yes, I guess I would like people to be able to look at the complexity of our relationships with one another and come closer to honoring how nuanced they are